26. We got one hell of a transmission lined up for you
tonight. The Alex Jones Network. Tomorrow's news today.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Welcome to the front lines of the InfoWar, where it's July 4th, 365 days a year. Yes, America's far from perfect, but the ideals enshrined in it, the spirit of it, threatens the globalist at every level. Wow. Well, the Guinness Book of World Records says there's no doubt. The biggest fireworks display in world history by a mile happened in D.C. last night. And the globalists want us to be demoralized. They want us to hate our country. Just because I criticize the bad things our government does and some of the bad things Trump does doesn't mean that I don't still love America. And it doesn't mean that this republic isn't just worth defending. It must be defended because the competing ideologies of the globalists, the transhumanist death cult, are absolute pure death and cancer. And the death cult wants America discredited and destroyed. But we, the American people, the people of the West, and others that love liberty, stand in the way. It is Sunday, July 5th, 2026. And I'm your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. Wow, look at that firework display. Spectacular. The rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air. True through the night, our flag was still there. Now, Trump's gone sideways in many ways. Still a lot of great stuff's happening compared to the Democrats and Mondami and Gavin Newsom. But rhetoric means something. And promoting the spirit of 1776 and promoting American values, that is really important because people then take that on as an ideology against the ideology of communism and socialism and collectivism that's being pushed. I know I'm stating the obvious. Wow, look at those fireworks right there. I wish I'd have been in D.C. for that. I love fireworks, but good Lord, I've never seen anything like it. Went on for hours. 9 hours of flyovers by jets. Who doesn't love that? I'm just telling you right now, the left that put up ugly architecture and needles and homeless on purpose to demoralize you, look at that. Just keep the fireworks up instead of my ugly face. I mean, they do not like this one bit. That's why they've been confirmed to be sabotaging the Lincoln Reflecting Pool and trying to deny it's happening. Because they want ugliness. They can't stand the fact that Trump cut violent crime over 90% in D.C. and all the rest of it with the National Guard. So, yes, it is a love-hate relationship. I just call balls and strikes. The good stuff Trump does, I cover. Stuff that's bad, I talk about it because that's just what we do. But we got a lot of what the Democrats are up to. And it is bad, bad, bad. Just more and more victories just everywhere. Any special election, the primaries, the commies are winning. They're admitting, yeah, we're Democrat Socialists of America, and we're communists. We'll be looking at some of the things they had to say. Barack Obama came out and said the founders were deeply flawed, but don't worry, if you do what he says, he'll fix it. But the promise of America has not yet been realized. Only the Democrats that hate this country can do it. And Bill Clinton gave a similar speech, and people are pretty pissed off because folks understand America's not perfect, but it's a lot better than other countries, basically any nation. Unless you're talking about Switzerland or something, that's a tiny country compared to us. We are the greatest country in history, and we want to return to the future. We were the vanguard. We were the cutting edge. We were the innovation. So we're not going back. We're getting back to the future. We're getting back to the pole position, and we need to do it quickly because it's paradoxical. We have some of the most awake people in the world and some of the dumbest people in the world. I have new studies out. College students are testing at levels of 10-year-olds from just 20 years ago. That is the mass brainwashing and dumbing down that's happened. But not everybody has succumbed to the mind viruses. Massive transmission lined up tonight, Paul Revere's. Share the live feed right now at Real Hawk Shows on X and rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. We'll be back. Globalists are collapsing worldwide. They're fighting back with tyranny, censorship, and more. And they have targeted my operation more than anybody else's. But that's okay. That means we're over the target. It means we're effective. And I couldn't have done any of this without you. All the success of my operation through the listeners, the viewers, your word of mouth, your support, and, of course, the great crew. And that's why I want to just thank you all as America approaches its 250th anniversary. We have to understand they're trying to demoralize us, trying to break our will. We can't let them do that. It's the globalists that are losing. We're actually winning. So, to celebrate America's 250th anniversary, we're launching the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. Buy one, get one free, ultramethylene blue. Buy one, get one free, bovine colostrum. Buy one, get one free, Shilajit Complex. So incredible. And up to 60% off on all the other supplements, 50% off on all the Patriot apparel, limited issue, 250th anniversary, and more. So take action now at theAlexJonesStore.com and be the reason we stay on the air and celebrate our American Republic, the globalist hate.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Guinness Book of World Records and others confirmed. Went on for hours and hours and hours with 9 hours of flyovers. We got some of the amateur fireworks going off here. Look at that. Wow, gorgeous. Would have loved to have been there. And now it's safe to walk around D.C., another good thing Trump's done. We just call balls and strikes here. We got some bad stuff he's up to, too. We're going to be going over tonight. And a lot of the Democrats are up to as well. Wow, look at that. The Washington Monument lit up. Freedom 250. Okay, I should have gone to D.C. I said 2 hours of this. Holy mackerel.
Happy 250 years of America!
Remember, they're trying to run our country down, trying to demoralize us. Now, we talk about the bad that's happening because that's the cancer, the gangrene, the infection. But we got to celebrate what we're fighting for. We've been the engine of good culture. We've been the engine of innovation and invention and trailblazing and maverick spirit. The example of the world. And the globalists have to discredit us because they're selling their world technocracy, their universal basic income, their social credit score, their mark of the beast system. So let's contrast Trump's speech. Say what you want about Trump, where he's gone off the path here and there. The rhetoric, talking about loving America, believing in God, believing in Jesus Christ, believing in free market, rugged individualism. Statements like, after 250 years, the spirit of 1776 still lives within us all. Powerful 37-minute speech. I'm tempted to play the whole thing and start and stop it. We got a lot of other news to hit. But this is what it's all about. Contrast that to just 3 years ago, 4 years ago, he did this every 4th of July, Biden saying, take your fourth booster. It's up to like the 15th booster now. Because the only thing it does is give you blood clots, heart attacks, infertility, and cancer. So you need to take as much as possible. You know, you take one shot, can't get COVID, can't spread it. Remember all that? He's tiring of you people that won't take it. He's going to make you take it. Remember all that? Trump touts America as a nation of winners, slams communism in July 4th speech. And Bill Clinton came out and bashed Trump in America on July 4th. So did Obama saying our founders were deeply flawed. Well, then why are you in this country? Because you can suck off of it. So we're going to be getting to all of that as well tonight. First, let's go back and be reminded of Joe Biden, who on multiple July 4th had people in little circles, and he would address crowds of like 7 or 8 people, and they'd all be in little circles all away from each other because of the COVID, all the kabuki theater. And then let's take a little snapshot of Trump talking about the spirit of 1776 lives within us all. We are America. We are the Republic. And the Revolutionary War never ended. We are all on one arc from that time, the flower of the Renaissance. The ideals of our republic that they've tried to denigrate and destroy and overturn and hide. But it's coming back all over the world. People still love America. They know it's our corrupt elite. They don't blame the American people at every poll. The people of the world know that. They still remember what we were and what we're going to get back to. Because the other option is being total slaves under the technocracy. So remember what the Democrats do on July 4th. Here it is.
I need you to get vaccinated when it's your turn and when you can find an opportunity. And to help your family, your friends, your neighbors get vaccinated as well. Because here's the point. If we do all this, if we do our part, if we do this together, by July the 4th, there's a good chance you, your families and friends will be able to get together in your backyard or in your neighborhood and have a cookout and a barbecue and celebrate Independence Day. That doesn't mean large events with lots of people together, but it does mean small groups will be able to get together.
They were locking us in a global prison with a psychological warfare operation, and Trump went along with it partially, but then opposed it. They were pushing it and wanted to keep it in forever. They want you to be prisoners. They want to train you. Now let's contrast that to Trump and one of the excerpts from his speech last night.
But in this country, we can achieve the wildest and most impossible dreams, and no dream in history is bigger or more incredible than the one that started on July 4th, 1776. The war for independence was launched by Minutemen, farmers, blacksmiths, tradesmen, who took up their muskets against the mightiest army on earth, the most powerful army, an unbeatable army, until they met us. No one made them do it. They fought because they knew that a free people must have a free country. Over 250 years, the world has seen the great empires, vast kingdoms, mighty nations, and terrible tyrants. They came and they went. But after 2.5 centuries, this American Republic still stands tall and strong, and we love each other. That showed tonight. You heard it was over, and what happened? You came back. And this American flag still waves proud and free and beautiful. We have thrived and flourished because our founders were great. Our cause was just. Our people are brave. Our culture is exceptional. And our destiny is written by God. And as we can see here tonight, after 250 years, the spirit of 1776 still lives within us all. It still roars in the hearts of our nation's capital. It still burns in the heart of every patriot, thunders through every city and town, and it still lights the entire world with the glow of American liberty. And there is nothing like that. At 250 years old, we may be the oldest constitutional republic on earth, but our country is just getting started because the best is yet to come.
The globalists can't have nation states that are successful and stand alone. They can't have nation states where you have the right to keep and bear arms and practice the religion you want or don't have to practice one. They can't have a country that's based on meritocracy. And these ideas are powerful. And that's why just speaking them and saying God is above the state. God, the people, then the state. That is the revolutionary idea. That is still the avant-garde political system. And that's why we have Bill Clinton running it down, saying that America is racist, and then I've got the clips here, and that America is about rich men and monopolies and corrupt oligarchs, and Obama saying similar things, deeply flawed. And yeah, you do have a bunch of oligarchs, and you do have a centralization of wealth and elites that are getting the money and power through monopolies. That's all going on. But the point is, Bill Clinton and Obama come from the heart of that. Absolutely there with the carbon taxes meant to shut down all the little guys and consolidate power with them. So for all of Trump's largesse and clear insider deals and things that I think are terrible, and we talk about it, and I'm not making an excuse for it, the carbon taxes being killed, the Paris Accords being killed alone are estimated by major actuarialists and Lord Monckton and others. And I think it's conservative. It's higher, I think. If they cut half the carbon use in the world as they had planned by 2030, we're supposed to already be 25% there right now, half of that half. 2 billion starved to death and died. It causes mass migration, total war. In all the studies, when a population spends half its money on food and energy, you get civil unrest. 60%, you get civil war collapse. The world's already spending on average half. That's what's happening. Destabilization by design. Here's Barack Obama. Obama takes new swipe at founding fathers ahead of America's 250th birthday. Deep flaw. That's Yahoo News overhead shot of the article. If you want to go actually watch the whole statement by him. And I got the Bill Clinton statements right here. But let's see what Terrence Williams, an American talk show host and a very successful businessman, entrepreneur, had to say back to these guys.
Okay, Barack Obama and Michelle, please do us all a favor and shut up and go away. Shut up and go away. Why are y'all constantly trying to start a race war in this country? Why are y'all bringing up the fact that George Washington owned slaves? Why? Who cares? It happened a long time ago. Why don't y'all talking about y'all need to remind people? Why don't you remind people that black people sold other black people into slavery? Why don't y'all remind people about that? Why are y'all trying to constantly divide the American people? Y'all want black and whites to hate each other. Oh, you know why? Because that's how y'all make money. That's how y'all stay popular. That's how your pockets stay fat, full of money, by keeping us divided. We are trying to celebrate America's 250th birthday, and y'all want to talk about slavery. Shut up. Just shut up. We all know about slavery. Why don't you remind people that white people also fought and died so that black people can be free? Why don't y'all remind people that a Republican president freed black people? Why don't y'all remind people how great this country is? Why don't y'all actually tell black people that no matter their skin color, they can be whatever they want to be in America as long as they work hard? Why don't y'all do that? But you can't get me to hate this country. You can't get me to hate America. I love my country. Because of America, I had opportunities. Because of America, I was able to make it out of foster care and start my own business and meet the president of the United States, Donald Trump. Remind people how great America is. Talk about that for crying out loud. And these people talking about they don't want black people celebrating America's 250. Well, I am. To all these activists talking about if you got a black business, don't celebrate America's 250. Well, my business is celebrating America's 250 because I love my country. And I don't want to be anywhere else. But if y'all do, y'all can get to stepping. Y'all can move anywhere you want to move to. You are free to leave. Nobody is holding you back. including you, Barack Obama and Michelle Obama. Y'all got plenty of money to get to step into if you hate America that damn much. Who are y'all to tell people that they really shouldn't be considering celebrating America because of slavery? I'ma go. It's done with. Let it go. Get over it. I'm sorry. Get over it. I'm not sick and tired of it. You can remember history, but do not live in the past. A past that you didn't even live in the first place.
All right, let's stop right there. He goes on. He makes a lot of good points. Look, folks. It was Christians in America and England that ended slavery. It was going on all over the world. Every country had it. Feudalism, serfdom. The serfs weren't freed in Russia until the 1870s. Same thing in Europe and Germany. There were white slaves. They were owned. The Bible's all about slavery. It's not good. In the Old Testament, everybody's enslaving everybody. It's brought up to get us all hating each other and fighting each other. You know, 2% of the U.S. by the 1860s owned slaves. Look it up. 2%. Did you know that over 70% of the white people that came to this country came after the Civil War and have no connection to slaves ever? You know, most people have no ancestors that had slaves. But a lot of black people come from slaves that were here. And that's why they do the genealogy test on most national TV shows. Almost all of them had ancestors that owned slaves. And they didn't know also there's a lot of freed blacks that own slaves. And it's just ridiculous, folks. But people don't know the history. But Obama knows. Obama's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Obama has mansions in Hawaii, mansions in Martha's Vineyard on the East Coast. You know, he bought that mansion like 15 years ago. And they said that we'd be underwater by now. We're not. Same thing with Al Gore. It's all lies, folks. It's all to stir people up, and most of us know that, but we got to just remember that, understand that. Meanwhile, Patriot Front, who I'm not saying are feds, but you know they sure do a good job wearing their mask and marching around, you know, doing stuff, always in key areas to stir up Democrats. Always when there's a close election in Tennessee or Georgia, it's clip 20. We can roll that, and Patriot Front showed up in D.C. Patriot Front showed up in D.C. and marched all around and chanted stuff about the rebel flag and about the South and all this, as if that's some battle that's about to be refought, to create the illusion that there's all these white supremacists and people running around. And, you know, it came out the Southern Poverty Law Center is funding and running most of the white supremacist groups. There was no evidence that they're funding this group. But then there's all this viral video and photos of them getting on a subway in D.C. And there's one black lady, and we'll roll that, there. And she's kind of looking around like, who are these guys? And they went, oh, look at this poor lady. Well, she gets stabbed in the throat. Does she bleed to death? She get beat up? I mean, I can show you 100 videos today of black people beating up white people for no reason in the U.S., in Europe, you name it, because it's open season. It's not all black people. It's a minority of them. But we know that you're 20-plus times more likely to be attacked if you're white by a black person than vice versa. But they're all over the news saying there's an epidemic of whites attacking black people. They say there's an epidemic of cops killing black people. Turns out it's like 20-something blacks a year get killed by cops. In almost every case, it's a reasonable shooting. It's not an epidemic. But this is what they hype up. So this is all they got. Look at the white men being mean to the black lady. Meanwhile, I can show you 20 videos the last couple of days of black people in parking lots just randomly shooting white people, following their cars and shooting them. If you had one video of a white guy following a black woman to a car and shooting her for no reason, half the country would burn. The media would say, burn the country, burn it, burn it. But that's the media. That's the system that wants us at each other's throats. And I think the Patriot Front, I mean, I know it's full of feds, guaranteed infiltrated, and I know it helps the globalists, but I'm not accusing them of being feds. I'm just saying I wouldn't be surprised. But that's all they got, ladies and gentlemen. Meanwhile, I've got probably, 100 of these videos of black folks in rioting, attacking each other, attacking others, all over the country on the 4th of July. But I wanted to play this clip out of Memphis, Tennessee, because you notice this is one of the cities with super high crime that's gone down a lot since Trump put a couple hundred National Guard in there. And by the way, most of black folks are like, please, because the police are so outgunned, corrupt, whatever they are. I've had local black leaders on. Who say that the police are corrupt. But the point is that you have a white National Guardsman after these people are beating each other out to death, just go in and try to stop it. Imagine if somebody pulled a gun, or imagine if the National Guardman had to defend himself and hurt somebody, Memphis would have burned. You see this, and you know that a Soros DA would have indicted him if he had to use lethal force, but thank God he didn't. And what is it? It's a white person, an evil white person, the media would say, trying to get black people to stop beating each other half to death. And this isn't even one of the bad videos. I've got riots, you know, I've got these takeovers, I've got it all. And imagine if groups of white people are running around doing this, well, we never hear the end of it. Why is this happening in our black community? Well, it's what the media and the culture have created. Let's go ahead and roll with audio of that clip out of Memphis last night. Your radio listeners, just black folks knocking each other out. And then more people attacked a guy that was defending himself. Now they're on top of him. Number 100 is a radio station, so I'm narrating. And then a National Guardsman comes in and tries to stop it. Then he gets attacked by a black lady. Here in a second. I mean, this is just out of control. I mean, what is the point of any of this? It's just, you want to see 100 more of these? And the thing is, I'm not singling out anybody. I'm not like trying to find this stuff. By the way, speaking of that, when we come back, Birmingham police, not Alabama, England, a couple days ago, you got six or seven black migrants just randomly beating up a white guy. And then the female cop, it's always female cops, comes over and grabs him. They take him to jail and charge him. And then the police put out a statement saying, no, he was being bad. He deserved to be arrested. Everybody saw the video, and it blew up so big, hundreds of millions of views, that now they've apologized and said, okay, we shouldn't have arrested him. He was the victim. Wow, what a moment here. I can show you videos every day of a street preacher in the UK knocked over the head for just talking about Jesus. And if any of the Muslims are offended, you go to jail. I got a bunch of videos today of this. In fact, I'll play them. And then the cops take you to jail after your head gets split open. And then I got more clips of the female cops in another area saying, I'm not going to even allow you to speak in public because you might upset somebody. If you speak, I'm going to arrest you. And the man goes, is it pre-crime? I should just never leave my house. I should just go home. She goes, yeah, you should just do that. That's the two-tiered policing system. So we got some examples of that when we come back. And I've got more excerpts of Trump's powerful speech straight ahead, because it is powerful what he said, and much of what he's talking about, he's putting into action. That's why I was beside myself the first 6 months of the administration. It was going basically perfectly, and then it began to go sideways with the Epstein cover-up, the Iran-Israel war, and now they're backing off on enforcement of internals with the illegals.
There has been a major full-court press agenda to undermine this country, to make Americans think that it's the American Republic and our Constitution that was the apple of the world's eye. Everybody wanted to come here to be part of this. That somehow it's why America's hated around the world. It's why we've lost our liberties and our freedoms. It's why you can work 80 hours a week and still can't pay your bills. No, it's the globalists. It's the private Federal Reserve. It's the whole UNWF kleptocrats that have been financing all of the radical anti-white, anti-America, anti-Christian, anti-capitalist garbage. And it's America that stands in the way of that. That's why with Cloward and Piven, they've been undermining it to destroy it. And so that's why with the 250th anniversary approaching in just a few days, it is so important to remember that they're trying to break your will. They're trying to demoralize you. Well, we're talking about the next leap in the information war with the truth against the liars. I'm here at AlexJonesLive.com headquarters. We've got our backup studio, new studio is getting built. It's incredible. We're planning to go 20 hours a day live with even a late night show that's going to be incredible. But we need your support to do it, and you've been coming through with the support. That's why I want to give back to you on this 250th anniversary of our Constitutional Republic and celebrate it and know that its best days are to come if we take action, if we breathe life into it. And let Big Brother globalists know that they are in trouble. They've lost the faith of the public. Their own internal documents have leaked. They know they're in crisis. They know the Great Awakening's here. They thought their Great Reset and their COVID release would get us back in line, back in heel with their boot on our neck, but it didn't work. So, running this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday through the 4th of July, we are offering the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. Best-selling items. Buy one, get one free. Ultramethylene Blue, the very best. Bovine Colostrum, the very best. Shilajit, incredible. Booster Testosterone, all these natural peptides. These are private labels, the best brands in the country, discounted. And up to 60% off the other supplements and 50% off on apparel. Many of these are loss leaders, but I know those of you on the fence that haven't tried some of these products, once you try Ultramethylene Blue or Bovine Colostrum or our Methylene Red that's proprietary, you're going to be hooked. There's over a 90% order rate. And you know you're financing liberty and freedom, so you cannot lose. Also, 60% off Ultimate Chill. With all these known herbs for natural, clean, calm, but you also stay focused at the same time. Ultimate Energy, Supercharge Energy. Methylene Red Capsules that goes Methylene Blue, like a horse and carriage. MK Ultra, Brain Booster. Ultimate Power Freedom Mango is even better than Turbo Force. Similar formula, even stronger, full of super nutrients. In Mango, Freedom Mango, and Patriot Punch. You want a cooking beef tallow? We've got the highest quality right now for you as well. Superfood Green Powder, Tallow Bomb, Mind Fuel Nootropic Energy Shot, Androgenic Mushroom Super Coffee. I forgot about that. It is simply amazing. It's all up to 60% off. Our Zeolites, 40% off. CMOS Gummies, our CMOS, 40% off. It goes on and on. So up to 60% off on the supplements. Buy one, get one free on all three of our top-selling supplements. 50% off on Patriot Apparel and more Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. July 3rd, July 4th, July 5th, flash sale, celebrating the birth and the continuation of this country past 250 years at thealexjonesstore.com, celebrating 250 years of America and 250 more. We are 1776. We're unstoppable together.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
You've been from the grave.
Fireworks display in history. Guinness Book of World Records says hands down. They say it was at least 50% bigger than anything ever done. You've been thunderstruck.
Yeah, the plane is what you got. You've been.
Optimism in life, being positive, believing in working hard and getting ahead, believing in reform, believing you can take on corruption, that is fundamental to victory. And we're getting so many good Republicans elected. We're getting so many people to awaken all over the world. The tyrants are in trouble. They admit they're losing control. We're winning. Trump is just one manifestation of the awakening. He goes sideways or makes mistakes. We can't get demoralized by that. We got to continue on promoting 1776 worldwide. just the biggest fireworks display in history, the longest. I love them when America goes big. It's a lot better than blowing up Iran, get the Strait of Hormuz closed. Also, Netanyahu can stay out of jail. Yeah, that's what Trump ran on, was bringing the jobs back and securing the border and cutting all that fraud and waste. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been thunderstruck. Thunder! Thunder! Oh, yeah, let's play more of this salute to America, what they had cranked up in the background. Here we go. Love it. Good choice of music. Good Lord, look at that. Man, 2 hours, they say.
Happy 250 years of
America! It's longer than that. They say it was 2 hours. I guess that's nonstop. It started at 9 p.m. And that says midnight. That's 3 hours. This is a finale right here. Put live singing. Gotta love it, man. Get the left. What's garbage? Homeless people on fentanyl dead around you. They admit in their own white papers they want to undermine society. They want you to give up. They hate stuff like this. They absolutely hate it. They hated the UFC event. That's all good stuff Trump's doing. Obsessing over the stupid ballroom's a big distraction. When the Democrats attack it, he makes a big issue out of it. Wow, look at that. Spectacular. You know what? I want to get into the British and all the evil stuff they're doing and how it's a microcosm, the exact same globalist model they want to bring here. A lot of people say, why do you care about the UK? Well, I mean, I care about people in giant lithium mine slavery in the Congo. I mean, those are fellow humans. And I have legitimate, real empathy. But the empathy's there because deep down, you know that can happen to you. But I'm going to table that for now to the start of the next hour because, man, I'm really tempted to play Trump's whole speech. I mean, I'd give it an A minus here and there when he always does a little filler and you know, goes off the speech that he reportedly wrote himself. And some of the speeches he's given material, he kind of grafts into it. But any major speech, this guy writes it. He's up to like 3 a.m. doing it. And so I heard Stephen Miller had some input on it and a few others, but this is really coming out of Trump's brain. And for all of his issues, he really does love this country and is trying to put us first. And I'm glad he's talking about America first. That's what they're calling it, America First speech. Even the corporate media called it that because that's what people want. We've been taking, you know, the rear seat here for a while. We've been at the back of the bus and we're tired of it. People are so pissed about Israel. Even people that don't have a hard-on for Israel, don't hate Israel like me. It's like Netanyahu saying, you owe your existence to Israel. Israel founded America. No, that's not true. I mean, you could say the Romans founded us and the Greeks and the Egyptians. Yes, our modern culture grew out of that. But that's like saying you owe yourself to your 300th grandfather back. Well, I mean, technically, you owe it to Cro-Magnon man or whatever. But why does every event in America with Huckabee and Netanyahu, I've got all the clips, more new clips saying, congratulations on your fourth. You owe it all to us. We are the most exceptional. And it's like, why are you in our business? We're not like showing up at your Passover event saying you owe everything to us. Hey, we saved you in World War II. You owe it to us. That's why Trump's even said to Netanyahu, you'd be in jail without me. Israel's most hated country in the world because of your activity. You better stop trying to get in the way of... Trump came out in a news statement and said, Netanyahu wants to come see me this week. That's fine. But he knows I'm the boss. Why do you have to say you're the boss? It's pissing him off. And again, I'm not like in some position like, I get to attack the Jews now. No, I'm not attacking the Jews. I'm attacking Netanyahu and those crazies over there that got us into a war that even the IDF told them wasn't going to be successful. You know that's in the times of Israel, right? Months ago. You know the Pentagon told Trump he wasn't going to get regime change. You know they said they're going to close the Strait of Hormuz. I mean, you know all that, right? And again, I say that to the Israel firsters that, you know, most of them are paid influencers, and they just go, oh, you're a Nazi. And it's like, the Pentagon said don't do it. You're a Nazi. Oh, you don't call Trump a Nazi, though, whenever he comes out and says word for word what I said 130 days ago. How many days ago? It was 129 days ago when all this started? I told you everything on that Saturday show on the 1st of March, what would happen. You go watch the three-hour show, and every damn bit of it happened like I said. And I'm not even defending myself. It's 127 days. I'm trying to get you. I know that paycheck you get from Israel is great. By the way, they're always saying everybody that's criticizing Israel got money from Qatar, and they can't ever show any proof of it. Qatar buys Trump Air Force One jets. Qatar spends billions on Congress and stuff just like Israel does. But Israel spends more than Qatar. Israel spent $1.3 billion the last year. That's in their national news. Their government budgeted $1.3 billion for influencers in America. So when you see that stuff, that's paid for by a foreign government. I thought foreign governments paying for American media propaganda is illegal. Not when Israel does it. I mean, I didn't mean to go off on a jag about Israel. The people that hate Israel used to get so mad at me when I'd harp on China. And Israel's now a distraction from China, because China is in our grill now in second place with Israel. They used to be way ahead of them controlling us and buying off Congress and funding all the anti-white, woke garbage. China funds all that. By the way, that stuff's illegal in China. And so the people that are obsessed on Israel are like, oh, they're covering up for Israel. Why are you talking about China? Because it's a big gorilla on our back. Ain't a monkey on our back. It's a gorilla. That's a fact. Go research it. You want to know the big influences? Military-industrial complex, the big central banks, BlackRock consortiums, the Chi-Coms. The UK's got heavy influence, the EU. The teachers' unions have been really powerful. Obviously, big tech and that whole thing allied with the globalists. I mean, we cover it all. But, man, Israel is in our grill and has got us in a war that's killing the recovery and spurring inflation and is ultra unpopular for the midterms. And I said back when it started 127 days ago, that was the case. And now it's all happened, and I got new poll numbers out from respected pollster groups that are pro-Trump. And the White House says he's internally and has been admitting it themselves as well, that it is curtains in the midterms. They won't need to steal the midterms. And I tell people, I disagree with Nick Fuentes, don't go vote Democrat just because Trump went sideways on some issues. It's still night and day. I mean, my goodness. And people are like, oh, you're a chump. You're buying in and being conned again. I'm not being conned again. It's not even lesser two evils. If I'm being forced to drink at gunpoint a glass of arsenic or a glass of cyanide, I'm drinking the arsenic because it's, 100 times not as strong. I might live. You know, there's some antidotes you can take. It takes arsenic, even a big dose, a day or so to kill you. So I can run to the hospital and get the, antidote. But cyanide, you're dead in 1 minute. So you want some cyanide or you want some, And I'm like, oh, Democrats are cyanide. No, thank you. And they know they're cyanide. It's not like, oh, they're failed. Communism's failed. They don't know it's failed. They know it's failed. It's slavery. It's a takeover system. They're the rulers of it. That's all coming up, Mondami, all of it. I mean, you can't make this up. Because it's public data. You can track it. Mondami came out last week and said, set your thermostats at 78 and open your windows. There's not enough power because they got rid of the coal power plants and everything, just like Europe. And then it turns out, I thought they were talking about the European range, but no, because that'd be over 100 degrees. No, in our Fahrenheit, in our system of, freezing's 32, boiling's 200 and whatever, Mondami can't even get City Hall to stick to his 78-degree AC rule as temps in the building hit as low as 54. I've never even heard of someone having an air conditioner set at 54. You ever heard of one? They all freeze up at like 60. Nixon used to have a big air conditioner on the White House. He loved fire, so do I. But I remember one time, I'm like, the spring, me and my dad wanted to have a fire. And my mom's like, oh, you're turning to Richard Nixon. We had the AC all cranked up, you know, so we could have a fire in the house, in the fireplace. Nixon would crank it way down so he could have fires in the summer. I've never heard of a building that can get down to 54 in the summer. They found thermostats and parts of the building as low as 54. That's the New York Post. They went in there and showed it. 54 degrees. I don't want it at 54. I like 68. That's even too cold sometimes, you know. I'll set it at 68 and my feet are sticking out of the bed and I wake up cold and I get them. God, why did I set it at 68? 70's nice. And that's all part of this leftist garbage, too. You know, one of the buildings we've got now for our backup studios and things we've built, not just these studios, you're in the building so they control the thermostat and it says 68 out in the hallway, but in the windows, it gets up to like 87, and we go to the manager and we go, hey, it's 87 in here. Look, here's a thermometer. Here's a screenshot. And they go, well, the building policy is 76. And we go, but it's in the hallway at 76. It's 87 in here. This sucks. I'm sweating my ass off, literally. And so I don't know what we may have to move out of the building or something. You know, we're already building stuff. It's driving me crazy. But that's why you got to have your own building. Anyways, the point is this stuff is everywhere. It drives me insane. And it's these control freaks. They caught the EU with their thermostat set at 67 for the elite areas of the buildings for the globalist, the unelected EU dictatorship. And on all the other floors in Brussels, no AC. You don't get AC. We do. I mean, it's literally Marie Antoinette. Let them eat cake. They fly around on private jets. They have a bunch of kids. They have super yachts. But you can't have air conditioning. You can't have a car. You can't eat beef. I mean, how much of this we got to put up with? Yeah, I mean, the GOP mocked him. It's just we're already covering. Let me just show you the actual headlines. Look at this. Mondami can't even get City Hall to stick to a 78-degree rule as temps in building hit as low as 54 degrees, New York Post. How the hell do you do that? Mondami's advice for seniors gets brutally mocked after urging New Yorkers to limit AC use. Yeah, you're going to kill people doing that. Because if it's 98 degrees outside, it's 110 inside. The Democratic Party is literally communist, and voters admit it in video. Yeah, I got a bunch of stuff on that. But let's go to Trump's speech. And it's hard to just pick a spot in the 37 minutes, but let's just start at the beginning and play a few excerpts of this, and then I'm going to come back with all the news. But here's Trump.
Good evening, America. If you think that was easy, it wasn't.
How about the huge show?
And I want to thank everybody because they did the right thing. They saw lightning, and I said, there's no way if we have to speak in front of one person.
Hit pause. And the reason I'm going to the boring first part is just talk about Trump's mindset. He did have a record crowd in 2017 when he got sworn in. CNN, they put a big fence all the way down the mall, Pennsylvania Avenue, so you couldn't get in. And they had Antifa out at all the entrances. It was more than a dozen, beating people. We got video of it. The police wouldn't do anything. So they showed off the Washington Monument a shot where, oh, look, there's this crowd, and no one is in it. They just opened the gate to see a few people coming in. They go, look, it's empty. I was there. Took an hour and a half to get up through it, and we had to literally... I had like 10 security guys. We had to form a phalanx and run over Antifa. There's video of this. We got to dig that back out in the air. It's incredible. So I was totally censored off the internet then, so you can only see it at banned out video and stuff. But we got to dig all that up and re-air it. It's powerful. And I'm with these Navy SEALs and Army guys, and I guess I had about 12 of them, actually. And we run over the guys who were beating up women and children, little girls with bloody noses. And then the police came over and threatened us because, you know, you're not allowed to defend yourself in leftist cities, wherever you are in the world. But notice Trump is like, now notice, because the national media ran, look, no one's at his event because they made everyone evacuate for over an hour and a half because of lightning that came down by the bleachers. Later, though, I saw the crowds. It was at capacity. So that's how they play these games. And, of course, he takes the bait, which I'm not blaming him because it pisses him off. This is the crap they pull. So they did evacuate the stands for a while. They brought him back. The national media like, oh, look, no one's there. They don't, and you look at the time, oh, that's when it was evacuated. All right, so let's go back to Trump.
Here, there's no way we can be deterred. And they estimated they had 375,000 people before everybody had to leave. And they now have 150,000 people. It's the craziest thing anyone's ever seen. At least. And I want to just thank you.
Trump,
and I feel so badly.
We had two rallies before J6, one with 300,000, one with over 500,000. The Capitol Police said our rallies, the D.C., our rallies, Trump, not bragging about size here, bro. You had over 1.5 million people in D.C. for J6, just to you. So you're like, oh, we've never seen anything this big? Come on, Trump. Let's continue.
That they couldn't get back. But you're very special people, and we have a very special country. Thank you very much. Tonight we come together for one of the most joyous and glorious milestones of all time, and you know what that is, 250, the 250th anniversary. And I do have to say this. One of my very brilliant people backstage said, don't worry about it, sir. We can do it maybe next week. I said, it doesn't work next week. This is the big day. We want July 4th. We're not looking for July something else. Because this is the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. Nothing like it. For 2.5 centuries, our American Republic has stood as the crowning achievement of human history. This country is the home of freedom. This is the land of liberty. And this is a flag that's the banner of the most extraordinary, most exceptional, most incredible nation ever to exist on the face of the earth. And we're doing better now than we've ever done before. No people have done more good, shown more courage, made more progress, righted more injustice, or achieved more greatness than you, the American people. For 250 years, the United States of America has been the hope, the promise, the light, and the glory among all of the nations of the world. All over the world, they try and be like us. Nobody can be like us. And with God's help, we will always be this or even better. We're going to be better. Here on our National Mall, we're celebrating freedom's triumph over tyranny, liberty's conquest over oppression, and the enduring victory of the American spirit from the July 4th, 1776 to July 4th, 2026. Big dates. That's big dates. Two big ones.
He's off
script here. And tonight our country is stronger,
the speech
freer,
in a minute.
Richer,
it's
safer,
powerful.
And prouder than ever before. But it all started with the miracle of history that lives forever in the heart of every single patriot. In Philadelphia, our founding fathers summoned the courage of giants and the wisdom of centuries to boldly proclaim these timeless truths. They declared that all men are created equal. That they are endowed with sacred, unalienable rights by the hand of our Creator.
Oh, the left hates that.
And that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
All right, we're going to go to break, come back with a little bit more of this and some other excerpts, and the spirit of 1776 living in all of us. This is like a mass exorcism of the leftist demons. And we're going to get into the leftist demons and Mondami and what he's up to and so much more. 40% of the rental places are going to be unavailable now. What he's done is going to destroy New York City. That's all part of the plan. But before we go to the break, the spirit of 1776 continues on. We are on the same trajectory, the same arc. The revolution continues. The globalist ideologies of the death cult and eugenics, the transhumanism, all of that is what we're up against, and that's why we've got to promote the American system worldwide, not through military, not through force, but through soft power, and that's what's happening. That's why this broadcast is so important. I told you this was coming. I told you we would do this. We're going to fight the next pandemic. We're going to fight the next war, stopping that war. That's why we need to stay on air. That's why your word of mouth, your prayer is so important, and that's why your support is. So listen to me. We have the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com that makes this operation possible. We want to get more hosts, more reporters, bigger than InfoWars ever was at AlexJonesLive.com with the new Alex Jones Network. And it's happening, and I thank you for your support. So we're running the biggest sale in the history right now. 50% off on all the Patriot apparel, widest selection of T-shirts and ball caps with the best designs, and the very best supplements right now until tomorrow morning. That's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's now Sunday. Flash sale for America's birthday. Buy one ultramethylene blue. It'll change your life. Get one free. Buy one bovine colostrum canister. Get one free. Incredible. Buy one Shilajit complex. Boost your testosterone full of natural peptides. This is the very best. Get one free. Up to 60% off all the other supplements. And this. Look at this coin. This is the 9th coin we've put out, or this is the 10th coin in the last 5-6 years. Fundraiser coin made in Missouri. 2,000 of them came in. They're shipping out. They've almost sold out. 3,000 more come in, and that's it. Only 5,000 every minute. On one side, it has the Jerusalem cross. Look at this right here. It says 1776, the United States of America, Sesquicentennial Centennial 250. And on the other side, the American Eagle, the American flag, and America 250. This is a collector's item. It costs us $67 to have the silver. It's pure silver and mint these. We sell them for $170, 76 cents. We make about 40-something bucks. That is critical to a fundraiser. This is a fundraising operation. This will go into the fight against the globalist. Our legal defense is to win and offense, everything. We cannot do without you. So underwrite the second leg of the American Revolution, the spirit of 1776. Have this historic memento. So many of the other coins we've sold sell for 3-4 times what they sold for, but I don't sell them as an investment financially, even though that's a good one, obviously. It's investing in this operation and knowing you're the reason we're on the air. And I thank all of you that got the coins in the past. I want to thank those that got the coins. The first 2,000 are about to sell out, but we'll leave it on pre-order because they're coming in Friday. They already got minted. They're polishing them up, putting them in the cases, and shipping them out, I'm told, on Tuesday from Missouri. That's not far from the mint to Arkansas, Fayetteville. They'll be shipped out the next 3,000, but get yours now. Because when they're gone, they're gone. TheAlexJonesStore.com. America 250, Jerusalem Cross, American Eagle. Absolutely amazing. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And again, this is a piece of history. If you want to stand against the tyrants, get off the bench, get up to the plate. This is how you do it. We're firing the bat signal. It's so critical that you get these coins, and I'm glad you are getting them. They will sell out. Get yours now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Oh, by the way, if you're a VIP, they're $99. Big discount for everybody that's a VIP on everything. We'll be right back with hour number two. Stay with us. Have you noticed all the big universities and corporate media and governments around the world run down America all day? That's because the American system stands against their globalist system. And as the public figures that out, their corrupt, tyrannical, oppressive, communistic, anti-human death cult can't compete with what America stands for. And we stand in the shoes, on the shoulders of our forebears. Whether you're black, white, Hispanic, old, young, if you love liberty and freedom, and if you want to be free, and if you want to control your own destiny, you believe in meritocracy, then America is for you. It's under attack because the idea of it stands in the way of the enemy. And America is a dream. Just like a dream to get married, or a dream to start a business, or a dream to write a poem or write a song. And when you do that, those dreams come true. But we have to breathe life into those dreams. They want to kill those dreams. Don't let them break your will. Be proud to be an American. And know people around the world still love America. Understand it's the globalists that have hijacked us. And we're in the process of taking our country back from the Chi-Coms and the Israel lobby and the globalists at Hollywood and the left and all of them. And that's why it's so important to support the next leg in the info war at AlexJonesLive.com. And, of course, at TheAlexJonesStore.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel, the best supplements, collectible knives, the best water filtration, and more that will empower and enrich your life while keeping this beacon of truth on the air as we accelerate into the future and as the Great Awakening prepares the final defeats of the globalists and their Great Reset. I salute you all. This is 1776 2.0. We're unstoppable together. God bless you all.
You do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing. Someone else will save the galaxy.
pass so quickly, it's time for them to meet. It was 11:20 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death.
About to meet his death.
About to meet his death.
Big Iron!
There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas red and not clear leather, for a bullet fairly ripped. And the ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip.
Big Iron.
The big iron on his hip.
Big Iron.
It was over in a moment and folks had gathered around. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip.
Big Iron.
Big iron on his hip.
Big Iron.
Big Iron.
Big Iron.
When he tried to match the ranger.
1776, baby, we got the big iron, but we got to use it in the information war. I want to hit the tyranny that we're fighting in the UK and Mondami and the left here and more. But first, let's a little bit more of Trump's speech. I got some key excerpts coming up. Here it is.
May it rain forever and ever and ever. We will always be on top. We will never let our country fall. We will always be the best. Our founders not only won our liberty, they secured it with the most righteous political document ever conceived. It's called the Constitution of the United States. Very special. And it's because of their genius that we remain the finest people on the planet after 250 years. Unlike so many others in the world, in this country, we have freedom of speech, freedom of religion, equal justice under the law, although I wasn't treated that well, but we won't get into that. And the right to keep and bear arms.
Damn right.
And for the almost 6 years that I was president, I guarded very, very powerfully your Second Amendment, and they didn't do a thing to it, and it was not easy. But we guard your Second Amendment. We guard it very,
and notice
very
we're winning that now.
Strongly and cautiously.
They're on the defense. We're
across
winning.
Across the generations, Americans have fought, bled, and died, not just to secure those rights, but to expand them to citizens of every race, religion, color, and creed. Because we are one people. We are one family. You showed that tonight.
In the U.K., if you're not white, you're allowed to own knives and carry them openly.
And as our Declaration of Independence tells us, we are all made in the image of one almighty God.
That's powerful. Invoking God. They don't like that. The left hates that.
And a communist will never say that.
Boom.
That's for sure. Few heroes remind us of these truths more than William Kearny, who escaped slavery to become a Union soldier in the Civil War, which was a very big, big deal at the time. On the front lines of battle, he saw a comrade struck down by enemy fire while carrying the Stars and Stripes, and Sergeant Kearny dove to the ground to keep the flag from touching the mud. He didn't want to have it touch the ground. He didn't want to have it touch the mud. He wanted it to be perfect. He raised it high above the field and was shot 4 times. They thought he was gone, but he kept moving forward. He loved our country. He loved our flag. Before he returned to camp and announced,
"Boys,
the old flag,
what do you love? You
got
to serve something. Ask what, not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country." And then that empowers us all. America 250, fighting for its life and winning. It's not a bed of roses, but at least we're fighting and we're winning. Stay with us. Back in 60 seconds. Globalists are collapsing worldwide, but they're fighting back with tyranny, censorship, and more.
and they have targeted my operation more than anybody else's. But that's okay. That means we're over the target. It means we're effective. And I couldn't have done any of this without you. All the success of my operation through the listeners, the viewers, your word of mouth, your support, and, of course, the great crew. And that's why I want to just thank you all as America approaches its 250th anniversary. We have to understand they're trying to demoralize us, trying to break our will. We can't let them do that. It's the globalists that are losing. We're actually winning. So, to celebrate America's 250th anniversary, we're launching the biggest sale in the history of thealexjonesstore.com. Buy one, get one free, ultramethylene blue. Buy one, get one free, bovine colostrum. Buy one, get one free, Shilajit complex. So incredible. And up to 60% off on all the other supplements, 50% off on all the Patriot apparel, limited issue, 250th anniversary, and more. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason we stay on the air and celebrate our American Republic, the globalist hate.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Hour number two of this live July 5th, 2026 Sunday transmission. Remember, the tyrants work around the clock trying to take us off the air. It'd be a real shame if you shared the live feeds at Real Alex Jones on X and rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show live up there in the corner of your screen. To your whole email and text message list saying, here's the forbidden show. And the news site, Alex Jones is back, reaching more people than ever, thanks to listeners and viewers taking action, alexjoneslive.com. The coordinates of the resistance and victory over tyranny. The spirit of 1776 lives here, ladies and gentlemen. Mark that down and remember it. All right. Let's look at what we're fighting. Let's look at Mondami. Let's look at the left. Let's look at Newsom. Let's look at what they're up to. But first, let's look at the UK, because the exact same NGOs, the same globalist programs are in control there, same crap in Europe, same thing in Canada. This is what the blue cities are trying to implement here in the United States in a big, big way. So multiple times a day, we'll play the raw footage of them and Brandon Straka talking about it in a moment, multiple times a day without looking, I'm not like looking for this, you see in London or Birmingham or Sheffield in England, the street preacher just preaching the gospel, beat up, hit over the head by the illegal, oh, I guess they're legal aliens. They just bring them in. Almost none of them get jobs. Most of the crimes caused by them, rape, murder, you know, sex slavery, you name it. And then the police tackle them and take them to jail. And there's it's another clip of this, and this is even one of the most egregious ones. The guy isn't spewing blood out of his head or anything, or he's not been stabbed five times and put in handcuffs to bleed to death, with the police not giving him aid, you know, like all those other cases. But why it is interesting is the Birmingham police, after they arrested him, said, yes, he attacked people, he's bad, this is a good arrest. But everybody saw the footage, other angles, and they had to come out after hundreds of millions of views on X, thanks to Elon Musk allowing the truth to come out, and said, okay, it was a false arrest, we're wrong, and we're dropping the charges. Wow, they never say they're wrong. Keir Starmer had to resign. This two-tier justice system that we have in blue cities here as well, but they have all over Europe and the UK, is really getting exposed. But just notice how it's always the female police in Europe that are doing this. And that's just footage last week of in France, the invaders are pulling their pants down, trying to rape women. Men tackle them, so the women run up and start defending them. I mean, it's Stockholm Syndrome. So go to the raw footage and go to Brandon Straka talking about it. And then they made AI joke videos because based on true stuff. So I said, this isn't even satire. I mean, other than the cop being particularly crazy looking, the AI fat lady cop, because this is actually based on true stuff that actually goes on. And then that dovetails with the new video that just came out. UK police now openly threatening to arrest people for future crime. Oh, if we let you speak, it may make the Muslims get mad and riot. So we're going to go ahead and arrest you. And then I have footage of a street preacher saying Islam is taking over. Islam is a cancer. They arrest him for blasphemy, saying you're not allowed to talk bad about Muhammad, even though there's not even a law. So, again, this is the tyranny. And this is, oh, and I have all these clips of Muslims, you know, saying we're taking over. We're dominating your country. We're putting in Sharia law. So I got a clip of Sneeko, who's this popular, you know, influencer, big anti-Israel guy. So people are like, well, it's okay, he hates America because he's anti-Israel. That's a fraud, ladies and gentlemen. And they have a name for that that I'm going to be getting to and introducing to folks here in just a few minutes. But let's go ahead. Let's hear the real videos versus the satire ones that are exactly the same. I mean, it ceases to be satire when you just put out an AI thing that's a fake version of what really happened. What's even the point? I guess it's funny. I don't even know if it's healthy to do that. I'm not saying don't make it, don't put it out. I'm just saying, what's the point of making AI ones that mirror what actually happened? You know, they've also done versions of the AI of Grand Theft Auto, taking real events that happened in the UK and France and in Germany, where, you know, guys raping a woman, stabbing a woman, and then people attack the stabber, and then the police attack them. And we've just got countless videos in the U.S. over the weekend of whites being beat down by mobs of blacks because whites deserve it, because, you know, blacks think they're being hunted down by whites because the media says so. Then I've got all these TV shows and movies showing whites attacking blacks, but it's all fiction, but it creates this perception in young black people. This is actually the case. It's absolutely cuckoo town. What is going on? So let's go ahead and roll those clips.
This video was taken outside a bar in Birmingham, England, and it shows a white man surrounded by a group of non-white English migrants who surround him and at one point grab him around the neck and pull him to the ground, and it becomes a somewhat violent incident. At that moment, Birmingham police immediately become involved. I don't know what they were doing up until that moment, off on the side watching, but I guess we won't ask that question. But when they decide to get involved, they actually, as you can see, a female officer apprehends the white man who was grabbed around the neck and pulled to the ground. Take a look. And there she goes. So the kicker here is that it's the white guy who ends up getting apprehended and arrested for putting his hands on the female officer here, which you really can't blame him for, because if you take a look at this video,
well, she grabs
him.
He's
just coming up from the ground and getting reoriented after being attacked by this group of people, and doesn't even have an opportunity to see what's going on before somebody else is grabbing him and putting their hands on him. Nonetheless, this is the current state of affairs in England.
Leave her alone, mate.
Let me touch you.
Leave her alone!
Is that Rosie O'Donnell?
I'm breaking no laws.
Okay.
I'm not approaching people.
Okay.
People are approaching me.
Okay. And all I'm saying is, if you carry on, then there will be issues, all right?
With the people?
With the police.
Why? How is that possible when I'm not breaking any laws?
Me and my colleague, we've explained it many times. We can arrest someone to prevent a breach of the peace. Breach of the peace.
But he has to be doing something wrong.
Yeah. We're arresting you to prevent it from you doing something wrong. We're not going to leave you to carry on winding people up.
What is this like? Yeah, minority report, like a crime that might happen in the future. You're going to prevent it.
Prevent the breach of the peace. Have you heard about that?
Why don't you just tell people to mind their own effing business?
Well, I wouldn't recommend you do that.
Why?
Because you're going to cause issues. We are here to stop anyone attacking anyone or anyone getting angry, because your behaviour, if you carry on with some of these people, someone might lose their temper.
Yeah.
And then that's going to cause a breach of peace, isn't it?
Oh, God, I should have just stayed in bed this morning, shouldn't I?
Maybe you should have.
When kids are getting raped and murdered in my own country, it's happening.
We'll go back to this in a moment, but I'm going to explain something. I can show you 500 videos, literally, in just the last year that I've seen. Pull them up right now. Just type in, a man arrested in UK for dog at the park that angered Muslims. Or Muslims demand no dogs in public. And then I have members of parliament and then mayors and city council members saying, we want laws passed banning dogs because they're bad. They have a carbon footprint. They eat meat. That's bad for the earth, and Muslims don't like them. And they're literally banning knives for everybody else in the UK, or have banned them, them having them outside your house, or even having a sword in your house if you're white. But if it's your heritage of 13 other ethnic groups that aren't white, you're allowed to have swords and knives and run around waving them at people. Look it up. And you can stab people to death. When you're dying, they put you in handcuffs, and it's wonderful. You've seen that. I mean, that's who these people are. And if you try to go to Speaker's Corner and read from the Bible, you get arrested. They've been doing that for 500 years of free speech. That's banned, even though there's not a law. This is how they do it. And again, here's a man speaking out against Islam peacefully. He gets arrested and charged. And I'm going to show you examples of a man that just spent 700 days in prison in Ireland, and he had to be released by a higher-level court. They were keeping him indefinitely because he would not use pronouns in the elementary school for boys they said were girls. No, your name is Jimmy. I'm not saying Sally. 700 days in jail. You pray a 1,000 feet from an abortion clinic, 3 years in prison. Quietly, silently. Go ahead and play. This man was arrested for blasphemy. Here we go.
When kids are getting raped and murdered, in my own country it's happening as well. Hey, you stood there smiling. Muhammad and Muslims are nothing but evil ideologies. It is evil. And what are you doing? What are you doing to me? I have the right to
shout at me. That's not
what
you said,
Muhammad.
We're all right here, man. Don't worry about us.
What are you doing?
Yay! I can play you 1,000 clips. You've already seen them. I can play you literally 1,000 clips of Muslims just in the last year in the UK and Europe marching saying, we're going to enslave you. We're going to kill you if you don't convert to Islam. We're conquering you. We're taking over. We dominate you. We rule you. You are scum. You are slaves. They can do whatever they want. Here they are putting the guy in the back of a cage in a paddy wagon. And look at this goonish, the female cops. They're just, that's what they do. They put these SJW people in charge of everything. So here's Sneeko, a popular influencer. And here he is in New York. I got a bunch of clips of this with the thousands of Muslims marching, declaring their victory, declaring they're taking over, declaring that everything belongs to them. And this is what we're dealing with. Groups, the Quran says we come in, we take over. And any Muslim that doesn't support that is a backslider. They're not an Orthodox Muslim. And so look at all these people. I guarantee you 90% of them don't have jobs. They're all on welfare. They just hang out all day in their track suits, whether they're in London, whether they're in Paris, whether they're in Madrid, whether they are in Toronto, whether they are in Los Angeles. Just look up the numbers. 90% never get jobs. They just sit around in track suits. You know, the young ones do. The older men wear nightgowns all day. And, you know, teach they're going to bring in Sharia law. They're going to rule everyone while they hop around screaming and yelling that they are taking control with their Muslim mayors of all the major cities, like Sadiq Khan in London and Mandami and all the rest of them. They're allied with the left. And you've got all these bizarre videos of LGBT lesbians and trannies and Muslim men saying, I love it. I'm gay, waving pride flags. And the Muslims in any other country, it's a death penalty. Death penalty. Death penalty in Egypt. Death penalty in Saudi Arabia. Death penalty. Death penalty. Death penalty. Death penalty. But they love it. Islam's good because it's anti-Western, the Red-Green Alliance. Go ahead and roll the clip of Sneeko.
Takbir! Allahu Akbar! Oh, no! Oh, no! Fuck you! This is the Islamic Republic of New Yorkistan. Islam will be in every household. Inshallah, the whole world is Muslim. Welcome to Mamdani's New York. You see this city? You see how it looks? Inshallah, your city looks just like this, too.
Under what he's saying there in Arabic is under Sharia law. The guy's not a citizen. Hey, Stephen Miller, make the call. Deport his ass. Get him out of this country. We don't want Islamics here saying they run things. We don't want Netanyahu coming here and saying they run things. We don't want Xi Jinping doing it. They can only clean up San Francisco for him. Remember that? And the governor said, well, yeah, we didn't clean it for you. We did for him. Get him out of here. You don't want to be an American? Get out of our country. Let the door hit you on your ass. Unbelievable. I mean, I didn't give you the number. I think it's on here. Do we have the gay pride thing at the Muslim event? I think I gave that to you. I mean, I just, everybody knows about it. What's the point of even showing it to you? But how are they getting away with this before I get into Mandami? Yeah, yeah. Look at this. Look at this guy. He's got his trans for Hamas. I mean, yeah, and this is a guy that took over a TPS USA event, I guess. I mean, what the hell is this? Or is this a guy making a joke about it? This is another clip. Oh, this is a guy. This is another clip. This is a guy making the point. Go ahead and roll this clip. Let's see what he's saying.
Gays for Gaza, trans for Hamas, trans for Palestine. This really confuses me. If a gay person goes to a Muslim country, they'll be thrown off a building. If a trans goes to a Muslim country, they will be stoned to death. Or the feminist like Free Free Palestine. If a feminist goes to Palestine, she will be covered from head to toe, beaten up. She'll be forced to marry a Muslim man. The liberals don't understand that Christianity is the best religion because in Christianity, we actually love you and we want you to repent. You see, these guys hate America, but if it wasn't for America, these guys would kill these guys. America are the only people protecting these guys from these guys, but for some reason, these guys hate America, but they love these guys.
Good point. That's not the video. I must have sent the wrong one, but it's actually a vent in New York with the, you can, anybody just type in naked lesbians celebrate Islam or naked trans. And I mean, it's for some reason they're naked in it. And we show drag queen story times and they have these city events with naked men and little kids. And you see Muslims in the hijabs. They're at them. I mean, these are, I mean, look at these people. I haven't seen this footage. Yeah. These are the people that, want to educate your kids. These are the people that say America is a horrible thing. Yeah. I mean, let's play a few of these clips. Here you go. This was over the weekend. She's just cussing. We can't play it. We have to lay it out. Go back to the weirdos with hot dogs in their mouth with kids. Let's just go ahead and play that. What is this? Look at these absolute lunatics. I guess they got carrots in their mouths. I mean, just, by the way, we're not cherry picking this. Go to a Democrat event in Austin, Texas, Dallas, Texas, this is where I'm at. Is Austin, San Antonio, Houston, go to Michigan, Detroit, not just New York, not just Miami, not just LA, not just Portland, not just Seattle. It's everywhere. Like they came from another dimension, a planet of lunatics. There's a bunch of crazy ass nerds. And I don't even know what to say for these people anymore. All right. I want to get into Mandami now. And I already mentioned this, but this is just the first story. There's a bunch of stuff on him. And again, Mondami's not an idiot. You know, his wife, she made a point. She goes, I'm not going to be here for July 4th. I'm leaving to go to an Islamic scholarship event for women and a retreat in Spain. Yeah. Oh, yes, Islam's so good. Mondami can't even get City Hall to stick to his 78-degree AC rule as temps in building hit as low as 54 degrees. You can hang meat in there. That's the New York Post. Unbelievable. Sweaty Post reporters armed with an infrared thermometer tested 20 spots within City Hall and other municipal offices and buildings they were able to access, and all but five of them were below 78 degrees. the heat for thee, but not for me. Revelation comes after Mondami got roasted online Wednesday when he recommended New Yorkers set their ACs to 78 degrees or higher to help avert potentially dangerous Con Edison power outages as they've shut down the power plants and the data centers are slurping it all up. Maybe the mayor shouldn't tell New Yorkers to sacrifice their comfort if he isn't willing to do the same. With the little laser scanners, you can go read the temp. Most of the locations tested by the Post hovered a degree or two off of Mondami's approved benchmark 2 hours after Central Park hit. And it goes on. The Democratic Socialist drew scores of half-baked warmth of collectivism jokes Wednesday after issuing the recommendations. But some of the buildings were as low as 56 degrees. No, excuse me. 54 degrees. 54 degrees. So I guess you could refrigerate everything in there you need. 62 degrees, 64 degrees. The mayor's office. Unbelievable, but it's not unbelievable. They all have their jets and their private jets and everything else, but we're all evil and can't have anything. Mondami's advice for seniors gets brutally mocked. Yeah. The Democrat Party is literally communist, and they admit it, got a compilation of those. Mayor Zoran Mondami ordered New Yorkers to cut back, but again, they're at 54. Now, this is a really important stuff for the Gateway Pundit. Mondami rent freeze will effectively take out 40% of New York apartments off the market. I looked it up. The local news admits that 40% are saying we can't even do the upgrades or even do the maintenance, and they have all the green carbon taxes still in New York City that Trump's killed in most areas of the country, but still New York has it, so they have to do these hundreds of thousands, millions in some cases, upgrades to be in compliance. Well, now you can't raise your rent to do it, so bye-bye. It's all meant to bankrupt it. Democrat Socialists of America official says on national TV they plan to influence the 2028 Democrat primary. We'll be thrilled if AOC runs as a Democrat Socialist Democrat. And it goes on and on and on. Wins by the far left set up challenge for Hakeem Jeffries. Every major Democrat that was up for election has been primaried. That is the future of the Democrat Party. Absolutely tyrannical. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back. And I'm going to look at why we're in this position and how we get out of it. We have the tools. We know the system that works. We have to let people know that under the globalist system of collectivism, it's designed to get worse, not better. And that the deeper you get into it, the worse it gets. But we got to stop the crony capitalism as well. And it's the big banks and BlackRock that are selling the communism to subdue the public in a dumbed-down system of control. It's communism at the grassroots, corporate fascism above the law internationally. That's the real globalist system. People have to be educated and have to understand why are the big banks, why are the ultra-rich funding communism? Because it takes control of the population and freezes them with a subsistence-level living. That's called feudalism. That is the system they're bringing in. But college students are testing at the level of 10-year-olds, massive numbers of them. That is the deliberate dumbing down. That is the Common Core. And we need to talk about how we deal with this and more as we do a retrospective on America's 250 and beyond. I'm Alex Jones. Share the live feed on X now at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. And go to our site, alexjoneslive.com.
A lot of hype in the world, a lot of talk. But when you look at what we've done together, exposing the globalists and launching a worldwide populist movement against their tyranny together, it's insane. That's why they've come after us. And that's why they demonize America. The globalist transhumanists want to destroy the idea of a free market, open, free society. The American system that became the apple of the world's eye. They want you to think all the tyranny is because of the American Republic. No, it's because of the globalists that have taken it over. They are the ones that want to break our will. And that's why it's so important to not take a knee during the national anthem. That's why it's so important to be proud of the good things in America. Private property, the right to self-defense, the right to own your own business and live your own life and worship the God you choose or not worship God. And that's what we've stood for so long. And now at AlexJonesLive.com, relaunching the new network, everything we're doing, it's so important to understand the enemy wants you to hate America. They want you to blame America for the problems and the things we witness. No, it's the left.
It's the globalists. It's the transhumanists. It's the UN. It's the WF. It's the neocons. It's the warmongering rhinos. And that's why they hate what we're doing at AlexJonesLive.com. That's why, to celebrate the 250th anniversary of this great republic, we're launching the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. Up to 60% off on the supplements. Buy one, get one free on all the best sellers. 50% off on Patriot Apparel, and it finances the second American Revolution worldwide. We've done so much together, but I'm here to tell you, the greatest days of the information war, using the truth against the liars, are just now arriving. Humanity and the Great Awakening, the fourth turning, is here. Their COVID lockdowns were openly designed, they admitted, to train us to be prisoners in our own homes, to work from home, to consult our smartphone before we can leave our house. But it backfired, and they've lost all the trust. And so that's why we got to press the attack right now and celebrate America's 250th anniversary, because it's an idea they fear. It's 1776 worldwide. Their transhumanist globalist death cult cannot operate worldwide if people remember America and remember the freedom. And it can rise like a phoenix again, and it is rising like a phoenix again. And that's why I'm celebrating this 250th anniversary with so much pride and honor for our ancestors and our veterans and all of you today that have stood against the globalist tyrants. I salute you, and that's why this anniversary is so incredibly critical, because the threat we face today is greater than the threat our forebears faced in 1776, July 4th. But we have more people awake, and we have technology as well. And that's why the globalists are in so much trouble. We defeated King George III 250 years ago, and we will defeat the globalists today thanks to your action. So please support our operations now as we stand together and get incredible supplements that will empower you and enrich your life, and great Patriot Apparel to spread the word and keep us on air and celebrate America's 250th together at thealexjonesstore.com. The globalists are collapsing worldwide, but they're fighting back with tyranny, censorship, and more. And they have targeted my operation more than anybody else's. But that's okay. That means we're over the target. It means we're effective. And I couldn't have done any of this without you. All of the success of my operation, through the listeners, the viewers, your word of mouth, your support, and, of course, the great crew. And that's why I want to just thank you all as America approaches its 250th anniversary. We have to understand they're trying to demoralize us, trying to break our will. We can't let them do that. It's the globalists that are losing. We're actually winning. So, to celebrate America's 250th anniversary, we're launching the biggest sale in the history of thealexjonesstore.com. Buy one, get one free, ultramethylene blue. Buy one, get one free, bovine colostrum. Buy one, get one free, Shilajit complex. So incredible. And up to 60% off on all the other supplements, 50% off on all the Patriot apparel, limited issue, 250th anniversary, and more. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason we stay on the air and celebrate our American Republic, the globalist hate.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Oh, we're going to jam-pack the last 28 minutes of the hour. And then Royce White, loaded for bear from the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota, kicking ass, hitting on all cylinders, will be taking over Sunday Night Live, 6 to 8 p.m. Central. Please join him for that and share the live feeds and tell folks about the local stations you're listening to and support them. All right. So what's going on here? Well, Americans and people in the West in general don't live as long. It's about all this science and stuff trying to keep us alive, and there's 5G and GMO and forever chemicals and all the rest of it, but Common Core has been taught for 20 years, 2 plus 2 equals 5, and they got rid of discipline in the schools and got out of schools for 50 years. You know what's going on. And so it wasn't just Jesse Waters. I can go out and show you this. I mean, I know he's not making it up. They went and talked to college kids in Florida. 90% didn't even know what the country was founded on. They thought Ronald Reagan was the first president. They didn't even, black, white, old, young, Hispanic, they had no idea. That is dangerous. That's scary. They know all about music and football, but they think politics is some weird thing, where they come from, what their country is. And so they're susceptible then to have the country demonized because they don't even know what it stands for and the fact that it is a competing system against the globalist death cult transhumanist. So they had a new poll out. Nearly half Americans don't know what America 250th is celebrating. It's worse than that. So what's really going on here? Well, you've got an army of people running around demonizing it at the same time. Independence Day rant. Toxic Queen. Dodo Jasmine Crockett lectures Americans. Says that we owe everything to black women. If you say, well, black women are great, but we owe everything to a lot of people. It's all about elitism, all about race. Leftist hack Dana Bash gets horrified. Tries to grill Doug Burgum over Trump's Patriot Front demonstrations in D.C., who are obviously, in my view, working for the feds. And it goes on and on and on. But what's really happening here? Well, look at the numbers here. And this is out of Futurism magazine. College students are testing at the level of 10-year-olds. Gone are the days of university freshmen reading classical philosophers like Plato or contemporary like Ta-Nehisi Coates. These days, incoming college students are lucky if they can get through Judy Blume's Tales of the Fourth Grade Nothing, or Jack and Jill went skipping with their dog Spot. According to new survey of adult skills conducted by the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development, that's the big globalist megacorporation at the heart of the whole BlackRock takeover, it's designed to bankrupt society and take over. That was set up for World War II in Europe, but it's actually the big black hole. According to the new survey of adult skills, they're testing how much they've dumbed us down by the Organization of Economic Cooperative Development, a forum for 38 high-income, predominantly Western countries. A not insignificant number of adult students enrolled in higher education are now reading and doing math at the level which, in a more functional society, would be alarming for a middle schooler. That's right. Be alarming if a middle schooler 20 years ago was this ignorant, this illiterate. The survey, first spotted by The Economist, tested around 160,000 people. It's huge. Of all ages, across 38 member states, it found that across all OECD member countries, it's just a forum, a full 8% of college students are reading at the level of a 10-year-old. If not worse, while countries like Germany and France rang in at under 5%, countries like Poland, Israel, United States blew the curve at 21, 20, and 14%, respectively. The numbers aren't much better when it comes to math. The OECD countries, 9% of college students do math at or below a 10-year-old level. 10-year-old level. In Italy, the U.S., and Slovakia, the figure jumps over 15% of college students. So they're letting them pass high school, folks. They're letting them get into college. Only outdone by Israel, where roughly 21% of college students were underachieving at the same low benchmark. I thought Israel's the most exceptional country in the world, and I'm not bashing Israel. Israel is one of the richest countries per capita in the world, has some of the biggest brains, best scientists. Nobody's debating that. But hard times make strong men make good times make weak men make hard times. I've never been to Israel. I've seen the footage of the young people there. They're just like ours. A large portion are zombies. Now, a lot are amazing, but it is the success of the West is what has made us so decadent. And now we're slouching towards collapse. Unbelievable. The article goes on and on. You should go read it for yourself. So, and again, I don't need to read that study to know it's true. It's one of the biggest ever done, 160,000, and that's by the big receivership above the IMF, World Bank. It is the receiver bankruptcy arm of the globalists. It's the OECD with BlackRock running Ukraine. They're the ones that, when the U.S. finally goes belly up, if they're able to kill Trump's recovery, which the war is helping do, is going to come in with the new global central bank digital currency, the world ID, the universal basic income. They're going to have a uniform ledger where your car, your house, your land, your ideas, your intellectual property are forced by the government into a ledger to then, with the collapsing stock market and value, boost it up a little, but they can always, with algorithms and AI, change the value constantly, and you don't actually own anything. You're a stakeholder. You'll own nothing and be happy. Remember that? They describe what it all is about. And if you wear headphones all the time that brain scan you and read your thoughts, then you get a higher credit like the Black Mirror. By the way, I'm not joking. 2 years ago, I had the IMF at the World Economic Forum saying, here are the earpieces. They read your brainwaves. And if people wear these all the time, we will give you a bonus for doing that. If you don't drive a car, and if you don't have children, we'll give you a bonus. Oh, yeah, they're not just going to give you all this free stuff, and then you just get free stuff. Under the mark of the beast, you must worship the beast, meaning do whatever it says in whatever new download, whatever new way. Today, you got to jump 5 feet in the air. Tomorrow, you got to stand on your head with your thumb in your mouth. I'm being sarcastic, but that's what this is all about. Always changing, always giving you a new rule, a new system you have to follow. It is absolutely beyond nightmarish, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely beyond nightmarish. And you got to have a bunch of dumbed down dumbos. By the way, I haven't covered that in about a year. Guys, remind me tomorrow, because I saw a few weeks ago new ones. At the World Economic Forum and also Microsoft and Meta. Oh, you didn't know Meta glasses are getting your brainwaves too? And of course, a lot of it's quackery. Like, they are getting some brainwaves, but they go, oh, your boss will know if you're upset. They'll know if you're actually focusing. Oh, they'll know. Your cars are, all the new cars by law have kill switches in them. They have cameras watching your eyes. And if it thinks you're not looking ahead straight enough, it'll say, I'm about to pull over if you don't wake up and look. You know, and I mean, it's all your little robot minders are already deployed. Everybody's like, oh my God, Flock cameras are watching us. Yes, they're terrible. They're bad. That is a baby system coming out compared to the Ring. I'm not defending Flock. I'm saying I've been telling you about this for 30 years going in. It's here. Just be aware of the big stuff too. Okay. Because the public's always weird to like wake up to this or that, but not all the major appliances, the smart meter on your house, your phone is the big enchilada. It's the main control grid. They're implanting you through the shots with graphene oxide that can be coded like a computer to track and trace you. This is all declassified. Yeah, you got pre-crime now. Oh, your Flock camera saw you doing something wrong and it's not even accurate. It's not even true. Yeah, we'll get to that tomorrow. Remind me tomorrow to get to that. Trillions of miles of data. Your car is spying on you, and it's only just the beginning. It's watching you. It's listening to you. It's got hidden cameras in it. By law. It was already in all the luxury cars 20 years ago. In most of the regular cars 10 years ago. It's the law now as of this year. But still, they have big tech at Congress, and they'll go, my grandson says this phone can track me. Is that true? Is this GPS? They go, no, it's not GPS. Because technically it's GPS triangulated off of cell towers, not GPS itself. They can't even get to that point. I hear that Flock camera read my plate. So, absolutely insane. And then you got this type of craziness. And by the way, I see this article for at least 10 years. All the time. There have been hundreds of companies we know of that have created, quote, artificial life. And you talk about the Andromeda strain, where a spacecraft comes back and gets in the atmosphere, a type of space fungus that takes over the whole world. That's also the kind of the backstory in Interstellar that came out a few years ago, that the dust is taking over. The point is that they are making artificial organisms all over the place that are nanotech that eat stuff, eat metal, eat flesh, eat plants, and can get out and self-replicate, and they say are alive. And because it never existed on the planet before, and is not based on any life form currently here, it's an alien. You think of aliens coming from a flying saucer or interdimensionally or whatever. Think of the movie Species in the 90s. Where the aliens send the data of what to put in an embryo with DNA, and it's actually them taking over. We don't need aliens to do it. We got our own crazy people doing it. Look at this. This is out of Futurism. Scientists build fully synthetic life form that can eat and reproduce. That was like, for the first time. No, it's not. Scientists claim that for the first time in history, they have constructed a synthetic cell that feeds, grows, and replaces just like a natural one, but non-living chemical components. The team from the University of Minnesota says the spud cell is the first synthetic cell with a complete cell cycle and can grow, replicate in genome, divide, and undergo selection and completion across multiple generations. The research was being hailed as a major breakthrough, could usher in a new biotech era defined by synthetic organisms that can be grown from scratch and programmed to complete specific functions. It is a futuristic approach that could open many doors for efforts to solve a wide variety of human problems, from fighting cancer to capturing carbon. And, of course, you think about the problems, it's incalculable. Think of all the other stuff that's gotten out from an experiment. Oh, they were studying down in Guatemala Africanized bees in the 60s, and they got out and now everywhere. Think about something a million times worse. Oh, in the 50s, a big shipment of wood from Brazil with fire ants got here, and now they're just devastating everything. Oh, this is millions of times potentially worse. Unbelievable. So that's what we got to talk about. Those are the issues. Out of control, runaway, mad scientist train. Run by a satanic clown named the devil. Now, let's get to this where I had some more amazing excerpts from Trump's speech. You dislike Trump all day for things he's done and being disappointing. It doesn't matter. The speech about God and country and capitalism and freedom, the spirit of 1776 and the left and communism being evil, that is sunlight to a plant, water to a plant. That's what we need. That rhetorically is beautiful, and it has a big effect. And he's implementing some of it, so I'll take what I can get here. By the way, Nick Fuentes will debate some of this. I'd agree with most of what he says. He's joining me for 2 hours Wednesday, 1 p.m. Central, 1 to 3 p.m. Central, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern, right here at the Alex Jones Network at alexjoneslive.com. Now, I want to play a couple of Candace Owens clips. The first one is Candace on with Sean Ryan, the popular podcaster, and they're spinning us that she's glad Charlie's dead and that she's saying he had to die to fulfill this prophecy that he would expose the New World Order and cause a great awakening. Well, Charlie's great, friend of mine, did a great job. TVUSA getting people to vote, wonderful. But we're already in the Great Awakening. We're all doing it together. But Charlie's a big part of that. And certainly him getting murdered, if it was the trans guy and all that, who knows? A lot of it, the story doesn't add up, as you know. That did cause a Great Awakening. But then because the story's so weird and doesn't add up, and that takes hours to get into, obviously. But we've talked to the family. They say they didn't tell the police he did it. They say the official story's not true, but they're scared. We've talked to them. We've played exclusive clips here. A lot of it they don't want on air, though, so we haven't played the rest of it. We'll just stop there. And you got the 30-06 bullet not going through. All that's pure crap. Looks like an exploding microphone. Digging up all the concrete and dirt under governor's orders and FBI orders. Why are you doing that? I'm not saying that his crew killed him. I think it's more logical, and I'm not saying this, I'm just saying it's a speculation, because if this word doesn't add up, we don't know. You know, Cashville killed, foreign involvement connections, I broke that, and it came out later to be accurate. Of course it was, but I mean, huge. Is he still alive? Where's all the blood? Looks like a squib, you know, in a stunt movie or something. That's what my Navy SEALs and Army guys the first week said, we think he's alive. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that seems more plausible than his own crew that knew him for a decade. And I know some of these guys. These are not secret agent spy murderers. That he's still alive. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you look at the official story, it doesn't add up. But it's healthy to ask these questions. I don't think his wife was involved killing him or staging anything. But that's the big catfight that's gone on there. But I think Candace of the First Amendment has a right to ask those questions. But the point is that it did cause a big awakening to people in the Trump movement to not trust Trump. And the way it got turned from the left and the trannies actually out killing people, and the way it got spun over into Trump, is all because the official story doesn't add up, and Cashtel killing the investigation, and Charlie saying, I think Israel might kill me. We broke that up before he was killed. He called me and said, thank you for trying to stop the war with Midnight Hammer. He called me and thanked me for exposing Epstein. He said, we got to get Trump back, you know, to do the right thing on this. And I knew that was all true when Candace was saying it, because he told me that and called me, and I got the phone records and text messages. So what we're being told, is it true? Who's guilty? Who did it? I'm not sure. But definitely everything is up in the air with Cash Patel saying, don't look at foreign government's involvement and don't look at the trans people that said he'll be dead tomorrow. And then Patel told the TPUSA high level told me, well, we can't probably convict them, so we're not going to look at them. Yeah, we know they said he'd be dead tomorrow, a whole bunch of them, but in the town, but we're just not going to look at that. What? Are you covering up for them or Israel, or is he really alive? I think it's all open here to ask questions. Sorry. Here's Candace Owens.
Do you think this needed to happen?
What did happen?
This veil to be lifted.
Yeah. I have to believe that. I am, at my core, an eternal optimist. I have to believe that Charlie was right, that his death was going to happen because it would be tied to a global awakening. And I've seen that. There is true evil being exposed. I think we as a society needed shock treatment. And so Charlie's death contributed to an awakening. And I have to keep that perspective that, you know.
Keep going.
Yeah. October 7th proved they have a right to commit a genocide.
Let's stop here.
Now.
We're going to go back to this now in a moment. Again, I don't see anything wrong about what she said. She's clearly saying that he knew he'd probably get martyred, and it's causing a great awakening, and that's a good thing, and it's positive. She's not happy he's dead the way they're spinning it. And that's just how this fight's gone, with both sides going at each other, and overall it's destructive. But that's just the way it is when the system's lost total trust. That's just natural, and that's just the way it is. Now, here she is also being attacked all over the news for saying Netanyahu basically set up October 7th. Well, Israel founded Hamas in the late 70s. He doubled their funding in the last decade. He was secretly funding them through Qatar. That's been declassified. They did stand out for 7.5 hours when it's the most militarized place in the world. That's come out. There was a stand down. He said there was a stand down. We'll find out who did it later. The army said he ordered it. He says they did it. Well, he stands to gain from it. So people go, well, wait a minute. Hamas hates Israel. They attack. Yeah, they obviously weren't taking orders from him. But they wanted to trigger this big event, but he stood down to make it far worse than it would have been, making him extremely guilty. And remember what happened on 9/11, finding the passports, the hijackers working with Israel, they were just the decoys. That's all. I mean, films, written books on that subject, that's a whole area to look at, working with criminals in our government, Project for American Century, the neocons, Rebuilding America's Defenses, the PNAC, program, the Pax Americana. These are all documents I'm telling you to look up from 2000. Right before the attacks. So what she's saying here is absolutely true. Here it is.
October 7th proved they have a right to commit a genocide now, even though they plotted it October 7th and Bibi Netanyahu allowed it to happen. And all the evidence shows that. The whole point is that they've been doing this forever, these false flag attacks. This is the whole history of Israel, is false flag attacks. I mean, look at the USS Liberty, and they still deny what they did. Deny in the face of overwhelming evidence that they believe it is their birthright to mass murder, steal, kill, and rape, take from people, destroy heritage, and then reintroduce themselves in other societies with all of this wealth that they stole. And say that it's because they worked hard. Yeah, they worked hard murdering people and stealing and running the gulag.
My issue with what she says, and she has a right to say it, most of that's true, is if you're going to expose Israel with the Levant affair and the USS Liberty and the King David Hotel and bombing synagogues in Spain and Iraq and everywhere in the 50s and 60s to make Jews move to Israel, and the Zionists working with Hitler to not let them flee anywhere but Israel, and that's all public, you need to then point out that the British do false flags and the U.S. does false flags and the Gulf of Tonkin and all that. My issue is I always get attacked by people that are totally anti-Israel because I cover it all. You want to know history? You want to know? I'll show you where to go look it up, show you where to go it. Yeah, Israel does all that really evil stuff. They're holding us hostage for nuclear blackmail. They knew we weren't going to win this war quickly. They drug us into it. That's all wrong. I just want to then add, not to even defend Israel, it's not fair to talk about Israel doing really bad stuff and then say they're the only ones that do it. And Netanyahu is particularly bad in the last 25 years he's been in power. And his fingerprints are all over 9/11. So I think overall what Candace is doing there is healthy, and we're just covering the facts, let the chips fall where they may. We got a bunch of good clips of Trump. Americans won the West and built the modern world because America's a nation of winners. They're always trying to demoralize you. It's important to state that fact so we can get back to that excellence. More clips of him, but we're almost out of time. Go ahead and play the Nation of Winners clip.
Tonight, we gather on the eve of one of the most extraordinary days in the history of the world. Tomorrow, we mark 250 years of glorious independence and 250 years of majestic American freedom. Nothing like it. I was at the museum the other day at its opening. Theodore Roosevelt, when he returned triumphant from Cuba, printed with the words, "Welcome home, Colonel Roosevelt." He was a victor of San Juan Hill. He was a great gentleman. Americans won the West and built the modern world because America is a nation of winners. And today our country is winning again, and we're winning like never before.
All right, I got a bunch of other powerful clips tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Be sure and join us. But the great Royce White, always an excellent transmission, coming up right after this break. You'll find a live feed at Real Olive Shones on X. There he is. Boom, Royce White. Put him on screen. Can't wait to get his take on all the craziness going on. I'll be listening while I sit around here for a few hours doing work and research around headlines for all the clips out of the show that are so powerful. We'll post it Real Alex Jones on X and at alexjoneslive.com. That's the jumping off point, the URL to share. Find Alex Jones. He's back. Never went anywhere. You're the emissaries of the truth. Can't do it without you. alexjoneslive.com. Be sure and follow us on Rumble, rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live right up there in the corner. But before we end, we're in fundraising mode to finish the new big fancy studio and to hire reporters and more crew. And I want to go 20 hours a day live. I want to have a late night show that's like 2 hours long. I won't be the host, but I'll pop in on it. Don't worry. We got big plans. You think we've given the globalists trouble? It's been you backing us that did it. Our success is your success. And I salute you. This is about 1776. This is about the answer to 1984 being 1776. It's about you being the resistance. So share the article, share the video, share the URLs, and support us and get the very best supplements in the world, the very coolest knives and coins and Patriot apparel. It's all there. Now, show the B-roll, please. Here's the coins. You see this? There's only 5,000 of these made in Missouri. 2,000 just got delivered. They're almost already sold out. 3,000 more come in on Friday, and that's it. There's only 5,000 of these in existence. It's got the Jerusalem cross with 1776 on it. United States of America, Cessus Centennial, 250 years. And on the head side, it's the American Eagle, the American flag, America's 250. These coins cost us like $67 to mint. We're selling them for $117.76, 1776. And that 40-something bucks we make funds this operation. There's only 5,000 of these. They will sell out. The 2,000 is almost sold out, but don't worry. They're coming in Friday, so you'll be able to get it. But I would take action now. We need these funds. We can do anything if you support us. We also have the biggest sale ever that ends tomorrow at thealexjonesstore.com. Buy one, get one free on the ultramethylene blue, the bovine colostrum, the Shilajit that's so amazing. Up to 60% off all the other great supplements. Some of these are lost leaders and the Patriot apparel. And if you're a VIP, the coin is $99. Everybody should be a VIP. You're going to buy anything. It's $30 a month. You get $40 spent instantly. Special sales, special offers. Sales on top of sales on everything when you're a VIP. VIPs, we love you. Thank you. TheAlexJonesStore.com. The tip of the spear of the Second American Revolution in 1776 worldwide. I'm counting on you. The bat signal's fired. I salute you. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Royce White, live in 2 minutes. Have you noticed all the big universities and corporate media and governments around the world run down America all day? That's because the American system stands against their globalist system. And as the public figures that out, their corrupt, tyrannical, oppressive, communistic, anti-human death cult can't compete with what America stands for. And we stand in the shoes, on the shoulders of our forebears. Whether you're black, white, Hispanic, old, young, if you love liberty and freedom, and if you want to be free, and if you want to control your own destiny, you believe in meritocracy, then America is for you. It's under attack because the idea of it stands in the way of the enemy. And America is a dream. Just like a dream to get married, or a dream to start a business, or a dream to write a poem or write a song. And when you do that, those dreams come true. But we have to breathe life into those dreams. They want to kill those dreams. Don't let them break your will. Be proud to be an American. And know people around the world still love America. Understand it's the globalists that have hijacked us. And we're in the process of taking our country back from the Chi-Coms and the Israel lobby and the globalists and Hollywood and the left and all of them. And that's why it's so important to support the next leg in the info war at alexjoneslive.com. And, of course, at thealexjonesstore.com. With the widest selection of Patriot apparel, the best supplements, collectible knives, the best water filtration, and more that will empower and enrich your life while keeping this beacon of truth on the air as we accelerate into the future and as the Great Awakening prepares the final defeats of the globalists and their great reset. I salute you all. This is 1776 2.0. We're unstoppable together. God bless you all.
You do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing, Someone else will save the galaxy.